Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Our Word of the Week series continues with the names of Jesus, and we get to a name from the Old Testament used primarily by a few of the prophets, and that's the name Branch. Some of our listeners may be more familiar with the title of Vine for Jesus. Coming from John chapter 15, we have that as one of our other names of Jesus, but he's also called the Branch in the Old Testament. And what this was getting at was looking at Jesus as coming from the line of David. The Old Testament depicted the line of David, and specifically David's father Jesse, as a stem, the promised line of the Messiah being like a stem. And the Bible said, the prophets talk about how off this stem of the root of Jesse would come forth a branch. And in very specific terminology, the prophet Jeremiah calls him the branch of righteousness, the Lord of righteousness. And those are key terms that clue us into that this branch is talking about the coming Savior, Jesus. No one would fit the term of Lord or the term of righteous but Jesus Christ, and also fitting into the line of David. And so the title of branch reminds us both of Jesus' humanity, that he came from David's line, that he needed to be born as one of us, that God would fulfill that promise of a Savior coming from David's promised line, but also that Jesus is God. He is the Lord. He is our righteous one. The prophet Zechariah also talks about Jesus as the branch. Zechariah was one of the later prophets who came back from the Babylonian captivity and talked about how the Lord wanted his people to rebuild the temple. And Zechariah prophesies how this branch, how this Savior Jesus would be one who would fulfill that promise of the temple. Eventually, God's people would get around to building the actual temple, but as we know, that physical structure would not last forever. Jesus, as the righteous branch, however, would be one to complete an eternal temple, the Church of God, the Holy Christian Church. And that would usher in a time of peace for God's people. Peace not by the end of earthly conflict, but peace that comes through faith in that Messiah. Perhaps the most direct reference to Jesus as the branch comes from the prophet Isaiah. Right after you're done listening to this, I encourage you to just open up Isaiah chapter 11 and read the entire chapter. It'll probably take you a couple more minutes of your day, but it's just beautiful terminology of the Lord, beautiful prophetic scripture about the work of Jesus Christ as our branch. Many familiar images come from that chapter, giving us the results of the branch of righteousness, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Isaiah there talks about how the wolf will lie down with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat, and the calf will lie down with the lion. The cow and the bear will graze together. The nursing child, the infant, will play by the cobra's hole. What Isaiah is depicting here is a time, again, like Zechariah talked about, of peace. That's what Jesus came to bring us, is the peace of forgiveness. And he uses that beautiful terminology and those beautiful prophetic illustrations that seem so strange to us, that a wolf and a lamb would be together in peace, and that a lion and a calf would be together in peace. Even a baby and a poisonous snake would be together in peace. That's what Jesus brings for us. Those are pictures that show us the peace of forgiveness that we have through Jesus Christ. Because God came and fulfilled his promise, the promise of sending his son through the line of David as the off of the stem of Jesse, and because that promised Savior is our Lord and is the righteous one who came and paid for our sins, we too know in our hearts by faith that God has fulfilled those promises of peace in Jesus Christ, the branch.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.